Hello, everyone, and happy Wednesday. It is going to be November 17th, 2021. It is Wednesday, like I had mentioned. Again, these are no longer Wednesday Wisdoms. I figured last Wednesday I put the podcast out just because it was a Wednesday. I had some things to say, some things left unsaid, maybe. And here we are again. Again, not a Wednesday Wisdom because this isn't going to be every Wednesday. Matter of fact, earlier today, I'm recording this on Tuesday, my wife asked me, oh, so you have any topics for the podcast this week? And I told her, well, it's not an every week thing. And then here I am, sitting down with a little bit of time before I got to go down to the gym and recording yet another podcast. So I don't intend for this to be a weekly thing. So for those that really do want a weekly thing, don't get your hopes up, please. But today is special. Today is specific, I should say. So as some of you know, we're on, some of you are doing and know about the 75 hard that a couple of us, a small handful of us are doing. Today is day 48 for me, or 47, somewhere along those lines. Maybe 40, yeah, somewhere around in there. And you have to read a book as part of this 75 hard thing. I'm on my second book right now. First book was The Comfort Crisis, which helped a lot in that return of the podcast from last week. The one I just finished is called Shoe Dog. It's by Phil Knight, the founder and owner of Nike. And I liked it. I know there's a lot of controversy over recently some NBA players wearing shoes that kind of called out Nike and the owner, Phil Knight, and a lot of other big name Nike sponsored athletes for the working conditions in factories and so on and so forth in other countries that develop Nike or, you know, they put together the shoes and things like that. But with all that aside, you know, I try to not focus on that and focus on what the book was telling me. And it's a kind of like how Nike came about. And it's a really interesting story, I think. But towards the end, he's like 80 something now. I think he's like 83 or something like that. And this book is probably 5 years old. So he's in his 70s when he's writing this memoir. And at the end of it, he starts talking about, because he's worth probably millions, if not billions of dollars. During the story he's telling, he lost a son at one point in time, a son that he didn't really get along with, a son that kind of rebelled against him, as probably a lot of multi-billionaires, kids do. But he passed away during a scuba accident. So he drowned. And towards the end of the book, you can tell at some point in time later on in his life, once Nike was established and he was making all this money, that's not the important thing. And the important thing is, and this is a quote from the book, is you measure yourself by the people who measure themselves by you. And as I'm reading that, and that's, I'm talking about like the second to last page that quote's on, and after all of this storyline that he's given you, and me personally reading this, like, that's it right there for me. And then like he goes on to talk about seek a calling and don't ever stop, regardless of what it is. You know, if it doesn't make you money, it doesn't matter. If it's fulfilling to you, keep doing it. And I can only imagine as he's writing this book and going through all these, you know, scenarios and looking through old things, trying to figure out how to, you know, timeline this life of his. And then he has to come to the part where he has to talk about his son. Today is Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. And 7 years ago, on November 17th, my cousin, Anthony Kerwald, and a lot of you actually just know his nickname now is Scooty, decided to take his life. And through reading this, these last two pages of this book, I finished it over the weekend, and reading that you measure yourself by the people who measure themselves by you. and today being today, I want to take this opportunity. I don't want to miss this opportunity, I should say, to reach out, to let every single one of you know that are listening that we care. I care. Someone at the gym cares. Someone in your family cares. Someone somewhere might be measuring themselves by the type of person that you are. And that matters. And throughout the last 2 years, I've lost myself. I lost a lot of things that used to just kick me right in the butt and get me in gear. I've lost so much drive, and I've lost the ability to look at any scenario and think, yep, I can get through that. I've lost a lot. And some of the things that keep me grounded are the fact that although I've lost those things, I'm still here and I can still try. And I'm in no way saying, shape or form, that I was, what do you call it, what it is, suicidal. That's not it whatsoever. But I can only imagine people on that edge and the things that would need to be done and said to pull them off of it. You know, I can only imagine that someone on that edge has a rope tied around their waist, and what the problem is there's not enough people on the other end to pull them back. Sorry. And what that means is that at some point in time, my cousin Anthony, he had no one pulling hard enough. And I mean, the people that he left behind, the loved ones that still miss him every year, every day, like we kind of feel, I can only imagine majority of us feel that we should have tugged, we should have planted our feet, and we should have pulled. And again, I don't want to miss the opportunity to let anyone, doesn't matter who you are, just know that there are people on the other side, or the end of that, and the other end of that rope, and they are, if you just reach out or give the little hint so they can give you that pullback. Because you never know what you could do. You never know who you could save, right? You don't think about that, I'd assume, in the position that someone like Anthony was in. And whatever you're going through, even if I don't know you, you can talk to me, you can talk to anyone. And you, if you yourself right now are, you don't find yourself in any hole, you don't find yourself grieving or hurt or lost in any way, the simplest things and the simplest acts of just being a human being, smiling, eye contact, a hello, how are you doing? And then actually listening to the response can change someone's life. And as simple and as dumb as that sounds, it's true. I'm not remembering where I saw it, but there was a guy who walked to the Golden Gate Bridge and he left a note. It was found later on after he had jumped off the bridge and said, I'm walking to the bridge to jump. And if anyone smiles at me, I won't do it. Being in San Francisco, I don't know what year this was, but could you only imagine the amount of people that he passed on his way on his journey to that bridge. And not a single person smiled at him. And to think that that is what someone's looking for, the simplest thing someone could be looking for, and you could provide it. And I'm in no way, shape, or form some great person. But in the past 2 months, we've been able to donate money to a preschool that hopefully some kid can be helped with, just like my son was, getting mainstreamed and maybe not being made fun of, so he doesn't have these kind of thoughts, or she doesn't have these kind of thoughts. We're helping kids right now with Christmas for the fourth year in a row, and these kids just knowing that some random person who doesn't even fucking know them cares enough to go buy them a bike or a gift card or a laptop, like, and knowing that someone somewhere can randomly give me some type of tug. And hopefully these kids remember that. And hopefully people can see that and remember it in a low time where someone did care. Someone I didn't even know cared. And I feel like, I mean, it's no secret. Our lease is up in June of next year. And I have dug to see how I maintain this until June of next year. And there's no answer yet. But the shovel that I'm using is exactly what I just read. And that is that you measure yourself by the people who measure themselves by you. And if I can keep that in the forefront, that can keep me shoveling until hopefully one day I hit pay dirt. Maybe there's some stupid chest that I'm digging for that could help everything. So today's workout is Scooty. And some of you have already done it. By the time you get this, you've already done it. For those that haven't done it yet, just know there are a lot of burpees, a movement that no one likes really, that could turn a lot of people away from doing a workout. And the reason we do that many burpees is because in my mind, if I can suffer through the course of those 93 burpees, I hope I can take the pain just a tad bit somehow from Anthony's parents, from his grandmother, from his other cousins, for just a little bit of time. And I keep telling myself that every single year. And those 93 burpees then don't seem so bad. And that can correlate to anything and everything. So just remember, if you're passing by someone, smile. Ask somebody how their day is going and actually listen to the response. If you need a tug, reach out to anybody, somebody. Because someone somewhere could be measuring themselves by the type of person who you are. And if I could give any advice, it would be to be the type of person that gets others to measure themselves by your examples. Appreciate you all for listening. Thank you guys. Have a great day. We'll see you in the gym.